Monday, February 12, 2024, and it is 6:08 p.m. First item is establish a quorum.
Dave Stewart. Thomas Holman.
Here.
Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Roger Hayes. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer and Devin Huff. Oh, Devin's getting the recorder, but he is here.
He'll be going back shortly.
I'll go ahead and get your
deal
read.
Okay, Scott, could we go ahead and do an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the February 12, 2024 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into Evidence Exhibit A, staff report for each case Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report will be read for each case, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. It looks like we got Devin back.
All right, thank you, Scott. First item we have is review and action of the January 8, 2024 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, may I get a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes stand approved. Next item is, do we want to consider a limit on time with the motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion for 4-minute time limit. Everybody but the applicant.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to limit time to 4 minutes less the applicant. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So tonight, we have 4 rezones, and we had 1 CUP. I'd like to go ahead and address the CUP. We received an email to postpone to the March meeting. So would someone entertain a motion to accept the email to postpone to the March 11th meeting?
I make a motion that we entertain the email and put it in the record.
Got a motion. Do we have a second? Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So now we're going to move on to, we've got 4 rezones, and I just want to let everyone know in the audience that what the Planning Commission, what our role is to recommend approval or denial of the proposed application in the form of a resolution that's sent to the Taney County Commission. So the Taney County Commission actually makes the formal approval or denies the request. And what's the date for that meeting?
Next Tuesday, February the 20th, due to President's Day.
Okay, it'd be February 20th.
Tuesday at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. So the first one we have up is 120 James Street.
Your applicant's here.
Is here?
Yep. Okay.
Good.
So So application 24-003, rezone Allen and Joyce Hansel, are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of Lot 7, which is being a part of parcel number 3-8.0-27-003-021-001.004 at Taneyville. The existing property is zoned R1, single family residential district. The rezoning request is for C1, neighborhood commercial district. So turning your attention to the screen, this is the village of Taneyville where you see all the homes east of Forsyth. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, the charcoal gray is the city limits of Taneyville. Our yellow is the R1. The white's A1. Then we have a little bit of MH1 over here. Here's the beacon layer with the parcel lines on and the lot numbers. As you can see, it has lot 7 right there. So a little bit of uniqueness to this parcel is James Street was platted with this southern part, which was a Taneyville first edition, but it was at some point vacated. Spent a couple hours in the mapping assessor's office, did not find that vacate. But she said it had been vacated at some point, and then it's returned to these parcel owners. But the only thing coming through is lot 7. That's the red. The red is just now an easement. It's not a public road right-of-way. Your blue is still public platted roadway from your Taneyville subdivision. It's undeveloped. So this is 2nd Street that hits A Street down to 3rd Street. That would be the public access. Of course, you'd have to cross this old road right away, which would be an easement now, so that you understand the access to this parcel. The area you'd be rezoning tonight is only lot 7. So it's just this area that's platted as lot 7. Here's the vacated James Street. I'm on the very east or western end of it, looking back to the east, and then just moving down towards the east. Our subject property is just off to my right-hand side when I took this photo, and I turned right back around to look where I had been, back towards the west, and then there's just one photo of it at the very end of the west from Winkle Creek Road. Photo of the property. Then I did take a couple pictures. Here's 2nd Street that's looking back to the east. It's an undeveloped public road right away. It's been dedicated to the public but never built. And then 3rd Street, just to the left of this photo, is our subject property. This is the 3rd Street right-of-way that's never been developed. These are your public access to that parcel. And at that, I'll go ahead and pull it up on Beacon if there's any questions and turn it over to the applicant.
Applicant. Good evening.
My name is Alan Hansel, my wife Joyce.
So can you give us an overview of what's being proposed?
We're proposing to have that one lot changed to what we call C1. We have an auction house, and we'd like to continue having an auction house there. We only do it one night a week for like 2 hours, 3 hours a night. You know, we make sure nobody's parking on the right of way, so there's no on the street there, so nobody's blocking anybody or anything like that.
Any questions for the applicant before we see if anybody's in the audience for the public hearing?
What kind of auction house is it?
It's sell used merchandise, you know, just like a regular auction.
I see. And you've been doing this for a long time there?
there. No, we've only been there a few months. We have a list here of people that attended last Thursday night that are for it. They'd like to, you know, have this permitted in it. They are all for it. I mean, we've had just, like I said, only last a couple hours tonight, and it's just more than anything, we've both done auctions our whole life. The only thing it is just to kind of get the people out, come in, you know, let them visit for a while, sell, you know, some items. We're not making a whole lot of money. We don't care about that part of it. We're just, it's more the camaraderie. And like I said, and I had a heart attack 2 years ago, so he told me to slow down. So I went and built this, so it slowed me down. It ain't working too well. That's what it is. Like I said, here's a list of names if y'all want it.
Sure will.
The people that's all for it.
That are in the community there?
Most, some of them are in the community, some of them are out of the community. It's just people that come attend to the auction.
Okay. And what about the parcels adjacent to that parcel? Do you own either side of that, or
yes, where the trailer that is also ours.
Which I'm sorry,
right there.
Okay.
And we also own the property on the other side of the street. Is all ours.
Okay.
All the way down to Winkle Creek.
Okay. Awesome. Do we have?
Is that how they come on your property off of Winkle
Creek? Off of Winkle Creek, yes. That's the only access.
Where do your participants park when they come to the office?
In front of the building, beside the building, behind it, there's a 2-acre field.
Okay, is that suitable in all kinds of weather, or is that just?
Yes, we're graveling it, in the process of graveling it now.
Everything back behind the building?
Yes, we're in the process of graveling part of that now. And we've got on the other side of the road there, we've got a strip there also they park in.
Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf or on behalf of the application, opposed to the application? Why don't you guys go ahead and have a seat, and we'll, you want to come on up?
My name's Jimmy Russell. I'm actually not speaking for myself, but for my brother-in-law and sister-in-law who own property that's right straight across the road and then on down the road. They've got a home on back in there. But they weren't able to be here tonight. They live in Wichita, Kansas, and he's got had a doctor appointment tomorrow, so they wasn't able to come down for it. But their concerns is a lot of the parking happens actually on both sides of the street there, and it that street's narrow to start with. You know, it's just a, I guess used to be a chip and seal, and some of it's still chip and seal, but it's privately maintained now instead of county maintained. Their other concern is if it is, it's residential on both sides of it, all around it, and if it was to be sent to a commercial, you know, he's got an auction deal there now, but what does that open it up for in the future, you know, with being so close to the homes and everything there? But their concerns of the parking, getting the emergency vehicles in through there, if it became necessary, because there's three homes on past where it's at. If they was able to park out behind it, that would definitely help that part of it a lot. But so far, they haven't, they've been parking right along the streets and stuff. I know they try to keep it open as they can, but that's their main concerns. I know they did send a letter to you on this, and that I'm hoping you guys have that in your file, but they wanted just to make sure that was brought up. And
yep, we put it in their packet.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a copy here. So
that's all I wanted to make sure that was all there.
Can you show me up there where their property is?
Their property is this narrow piece right here and then this back here.
But there's no home involved, I mean.
Right there, yeah.
Back there.
Yeah. Their entrance to their home is right here off of this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyone else signed up to speak on this application? Do y'all want to come back up? Do you have any comments in reference to the concerns on parking or
Like I said, we are working on getting more gravel hauled in. Right now, it's gravel backed up. He told me it might be a week or so before I start more gravel in.